Rockets were fired in the direction of U.S. warships at the Jordanian port of Aqaba today. No American vessel was hit. One of the rockets slammed into the port, killing a Jordanian soldier. Another landed in the nearby Israeli port of Eilat, but caused no significant damage or injuries. A group linked to Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the attacks in a website posting, but there has been no confirmation of that claim. Reporter Kristen Gillespie joins us from Aqaba. And Kristen, what more can you tell us about these rockets?
The rockets were fired this morning, a little bit before 9 a.m. Normally, this would mean that there are a lot of witnesses, but today is Friday, which is the only day of the week that Jordanian businesses close. So it was an industrial area with garages, mechanics, factories set away from the main town. So when the attacks happened, the area was pretty much deserted. Three rockets were fired. One landed about 10 miles away in the Israeli port city across the Red Sea called Eilat. Another one landed in a Jordanian warehouse, and a third fell into a military hospital in downtown Aqaba.
What do the Jordanian authorities say about their investigation of these rockets?
Well, the investigation's continuing, and authorities across the board, civil, government, military, are pretty much not commenting because I don't think they have a lot of information at the moment. Normally in the past, when they make arrests, they let it be known that they've arrested people, even if they don't release their names. For the moment, we know that they're looking for at least four men who rented out this shop front from where the missiles were fired this morning. It was a small shop on the second floor in this industrial area. And they're reported to be Iraqi and Egyptian nationals who rented out the space. And this is who the authorities are looking for right now. There are helicopters overhead flying. They're checking IDs. They're stopping cars. They're checkpoints. So security is very tight right now in Aqaba.
What were the American warships doing in Aqaba?
The American military regularly comes to Jordan to engage in joint exercises with the Jordanian military, especially in Aqaba, which is a port city. This is where the Jordanian Navy is based. I believe the U.S. warships landed last week in Aqaba, and this is all part of Jordan's special relationship with the United States. They're a major recipient of U.S. aid. They are one of the few countries to have a free trade agreement with the United States, and Jordan is also in a critical geographic position, being between the West Bank, Iraq, Syria, and Saudi Arabia.
And as you mentioned, there now appears to be increased security around Aqaba?
There is. There's been increased security in Jordan, noticeably increased, since September 11th. And pretty much any time there's a security alert, a potential terrorist threat, in Amman, the checkpoints spring up. Parking lots of major hotels are almost always blocked off, completely blocked off. Roads can be diverted. So the attacks today are basically the Jordanian government's worst nightmare because they've prided themselves on the stability that the country has maintained, even as the countries around it are, the security is deteriorating. So this is why the government is so adamant about finding who's behind this and how they got here and how all this happened.
Reporter Kristen Gillespie in Aqaba, Jordan, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.